If you're looking for a yin-yang sequence that wakes you up better than a cup of coffee, then stay with me for this yoga video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. We offer real yoga for real people every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. When you subscribe and press that little bell, you get some great one-hour yoga classes coming right into your YouTube subscription feed, including a beginner yoga routine next week. And the following week, on June 29th, we have our live yoga class, which is going to be a restorative yoga class. Okay, so for today's class, you are going to need a bolster and two blocks, and we're going to be doing a yin-yang morning routine. Now, this is going to be an hour-long one, and I know a lot of people are really pressed for time in the morning, and this is just a one-off morning class, but if you want the best support for your morning routine, then our membership community is your best option. There we have over 10 sequences for the morning that range from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, so it's easy to fit in your day. Plus, we have our daily yoga connection with curated content picked out for you every single day. And in July, we're going to be supporting each other in a digital detox. So lots for you there if you go to melissawest.com/membership. So let's begin our practice lying down and centering with the bolster underneath your knees. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. Open to the stability and the support of the earth, the support that will be with you through your day. And then allow your attention to shift and focus on your breath. Your breath is what allows you to bring the vital life force energy, the prana, into your body. And when you breathe in, you're taking that vital life force into your body. And when you breathe out, all the wastes and toxins are going out of your body. So just by breathing, you are awakening this vital life force in your body. And when you breathe in, you can notice the pause at the inhalation, at the end of the inhalation. And as you pause, all that prana, all that energy, all that vital life force energy moves through the 72,000 nadis, energy channels in your body, all the way down to the layers of your cells, energizing you for your day. This happens with each breath you take. So this simple act of focusing on your breath will leave you sparkling from the inside, gleaming from the inside, so you'll have that inner glow for your day. Okay, now that we've cleared our energy channels with the focusing on our breath and bringing that prana and vital life force energy into our bodies, you can take the bolster. If you have tight shoulders, you might want to put it overhead. You're going to take your feet to one side of the mat and your arms overhead. You can either have them straight as you bend to the side, or you can bend your elbows and hold on this way. Here we are opening up the gallbladder meridian, which will allow you to take action, inspired action, and make good decisions for your day. So when we come into a yin pose, we remember the three principles of yin yoga, which are to find an appropriate edge. So you don't want it to be too much or too little. You want to feel sensation along your side body, along your gallbladder meridian here. You want it to be a position that you can stay with. We're going to be in this pose for 5 minutes, like the first stretch you might take in the morning before you even get out of bed. And then you're going to resolve to be still, soften in the pose so we can get into the deeper layers, the connective tissues and the meridians, particularly the gallbladder meridian here. Clearing the energy along the gallbladder meridian will allow you to easily plan your day and take action. It allows you to be passionate and inspired. Okay, so let's slowly release this side of Banana Asana and the gallbladder meridian on the right side. Come back to center and feel the flow of chi along the gallbladder meridian, which runs all the way along the side of your body. Okay, let's go ahead and do Banana Asana on the other side. So you'll take your feet over to the right side of your mat this time. Inhale, take your arms overhead. You can have that support of the bolster. If your shoulders are tight again, you can have your arms straight or bend and hold on to your elbows and take your torso over to the left side or the right side of your mat. So you're opening up the left side of your body, the gallbladder meridian on the left side this time. So again, find that appropriate edge. Resolve to be still. Soften in the pose. And here we access the gallbladder meridian on the other side so that you can plan your day, take action easily, passionately, and in an inspired way. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and release this pose from this side. Come back to the center, feel the rebound, the energy, the prana moving through the body. And then you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And on your stomach, you will just wiggle your hips from side to side to release your low back. And then you're going to walk your elbows underneath you. If you have any neck issues, you can always place a block underneath your head here in this pose, because this pose is for your kidneys. So it's not really about your back, it's about your neck, it's about your low back. So as I said, this pose is fabulous for your kidney organs, which are in your low back, and you can feel how they pressurize your kidneys. And by building your kidney energy, you will build courage and willpower. These yin yoga poses for your kidneys, they'll provide you with the strength and the endurance to really work hard through your day. So we're building that kidney energy, the energy that you need to get through your day. And in this pose, you can really soften and breathe right into your low back. This will help to charge that kidney energy for your day. So you have the strength and endurance. So think of it like charging your battery for the day. So the more you breathe into your low back, it's like you can see the little charge meter on your battery and your kidneys going up. Okay, from here you're going to lie down and feel the chi that's pooling in your lower back around your kidneys. And then we're going to do another version of that. But first we're going to come up and do toe stand. So you're going to come up to kneeling. And you're going to tuck your toes underneath you. And if this is too much, you can always just even just manually stretch your toes or press them against the wall. Okay, we're going to sit back here for a minute. If you need less pressure, you can lean forward more. The reason why I chose this pose is because most of the lower body meridian channels begin or end in the toes, so we can really wake up your energy by stretching out the necks of the toes. Okay, and then you're going to release that. And we're just going to stretch our neck as well for a minute on each side. So just drop your ear to one shoulder. So this goes back to the gallbladder meridian, which runs along the side body, including the side of your neck. So this will help you to be able to plan your day, take action in your day, also to go through your day with inspiration and passion. And then other side. Okay, and then we're going to come back down onto your bellies for the second version of Sphinx. We'll do seal now. Okay, come down onto your belly. And we're going to do another pose for your kidneys to gather that energy for your day. So wiggle your hips from side to side. And then you can either come back into Sphinx again, or you can go up higher with your palms turned out into the higher version, into seal, to really open up into your day, to gather the courage and willpower for your day, for the strength and drive and endurance for your day. And one is not better than the other. You're just trying to compress your kidneys. So do what works best for you and your body and what you feel best doing today. So breathing into your low back again and visualizing that battery pack getting charged. Relax your buttocks in this pose. Remember, at any point you can come down to Sphinx pose and even use the block underneath your neck. It's about pressurizing those kidneys to build the prana, the chi, the life force energy for the strength and endurance to get through your day. So you don't want to use up all your energy in this pose. You want to build your energy so you can get through your day. Okay, good job. We're going to come down and feel the energy, the prana, the chi that you cultivated and built in your low back here around the kidneys. Now that you've got your battery pack nice and full for the day, you're going to come up onto all fours for cat pose. If you've got a blanket underneath you for comfort, for the yin portion of the class, you can always just fold that up and put it off to the side for now. You might want to fold it underneath your knees if you have sensitive knees, knee issues. We're going to begin with cat pose here to wake up your central nervous system and improve the communication between your mind and your body. So you're going to exhale round up through your back and inhale arch through your back. Exhale round through your back. And inhale, arch through your back. So you have spinal nerves that carry the signals to your mind. And this simple pose will improve your focus and your concentration, your ability to communicate, all of that through your day. And then we're going to inhale, take your right arm forward, your left leg back. And exhale, bring your elbow and knee together. So this is a brain yoga exercise. When you cross over the opposite sides of your body, it really helps your brain. Again, so, you know, in July, we're doing this digital detox. And one of the big things about using and relying on our phone so much is that we're developing digital dementia. And, you know, I'm just as guilty of it. I have my notes right here all the time, and I always tell myself it's because I'm producing so much content, but I don't rely on my memory because I have my devices here for me all the time. So things like brain yoga can help to enliven our brains. Then you're going to lower down and do the other side. So this is also very good for your core. opposite elbow to knee here. So not only good for your brain, you're crossing your energy over your body and you're wiring your nervous system and your brain. Okay, great. From here, we're going to sit with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If you have any herniated discs or slip discs, for this one, you're gonna lie on your back and do curls while the rest of us do this one. This is going to be great for building self-confidence and self-assurance for the day. Take that block and put it between your knees. Inhale here. You're going to exhale, lean back. You're going to inhale, arc your arms overhead. Exhale, draw all that prana, chi, life force energy down and into your belly. Inhale, reach overhead. Exhale, draw the chi, the life force energy down into your belly. Inhale, reach overhead. Exhale. Okay, good. From here, we're going to come forward and we're going to do some gate pose before we come back and do a few more of those to strengthen that core and gather up that self-assurance and self-confidence. So standing on your knees, take your right leg out to the side. Inhale, reach your arms up and overhead and side bend. Another great one for that gallbladder, for that decision-making, that planning, that action taking with passion and inspiration. And then we're going to come back up and we'll do the other side. So this time you'll stand on your right knee, take your left leg out to the side. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. So still getting into that gallbladder meridian along the side body. You're just going to be so decisive today. And then inhale, come up. We'll come back to that boat pose. If you've got the slip discs or herniated discs, again, you're going to lie on your back and do ab curls instead. Otherwise, we're going to come back to the boat pose variations and with the block between your knees. That really just helps to engage the core all the way from the pelvic floor, drawing up through the pelvic floor, drawing the navel back to the spine. Inhale here. Exhale, you're going to lean back. We'll take the arms out to the side. We're going to gather that life force energy. Exhale, bring it down through your body, right down into your lower belly. So you've got a reservoir to take you through the day. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, down and around. stay long through your spine. Reach up through the crown of your head. Keep drawing that life force energy down into your body. Okay, then you're going to come forward and up. And we're going to come into downward facing dog and make our way up to standing. So hands underneath your shoulders, spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under, inhale. Exhale into downward facing dog. And then look forward at the space between your hands. Walk your feet in. Make your way up to standing. Okay. From here, we are going to do some breath of joy, which is great for gathering energy, very energizing for your day. So the way it works is you inhale, you take your arms up to the front, out to the side, overhead, and then you exhale and let go and fold forward. Now, if you have blood pressure issues, then you're just going to stay up with the arms and not go up and down. Okay, otherwise you can join me here. Okay, and then slowly come up so you don't get dizzy. And then you're going to take your feet wide, turn your toes out, and we're going to inhale, reach our arms overhead, gathering all that prana. And then we're going to exhale, we're going to sink down. Take that prana down and into our bellies. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, sink down. Gather the prana down and into our bellies. Inhale, gather all the prana. Exhale, sink down. And then stay down, sink low, draw your knees back, take your hands, rub them together, gather some chi and life force energy. And then what you're going to do is you're just going to rub your low back where your kidneys are. Just massage those kidneys, get that chi and life force energy going there. And then you're going to come up to standing. Okay, from here we're going to do eagle pose so you can have focus and concentration for your day so you can remember to bring everything with you that you need when you go out for a film shoot. Okay. Okay, so let's come on to bring your feet together. Here's the option is that if balance is difficult for you, you can work on balance by bringing your feet together. And if shoulders are super tight, you can bring your elbows together. So you can come into a squat like this for eagle pose. That's one option. Okay, or you can cross your left leg over your right leg, keep your toes on the ground, or pick it up, put on the outside of the leg, or hook it all the way around. Then you bring your right arm up, either bring your elbows together, or arms around backs of the hands together, or palms all the way together. And then you're going to release this pose from your body and we'll just shake it out. And then we'll do it on the other side. So either you can again do elbows and knees together and come into the squat. So that's a nice option. Or you can stand on your left leg, your right leg crosses over, toes on the ground. Or you can put your foot on the outside of your leg or hook it all the way around, whatever works for you. Left arm comes up, elbows together, or hook underneath backs of hands together or palms together. And then release, and we're going to take that block again and put the block between your knees. Take your hands at your heart center. You're going to inhale here. Exhale, you're going to sit down in a squat, and then you're going to inhale. You're going to come up on your toes, lift your hands up, and then exhale, sit down. So you're inhaling, lifting up, and you're going to visualize that battery pack filling up as you lift your arms up, and then you're going to exhale, sit down. So it's like you're visualizing a white light of a battery pack going up as you come up onto the toes, and exhaling, sitting down. One more. Good job. And then you're going to release that from your body. Let's just shake that out of our legs. And you're going to come down onto your belly. I think I'm going to move my mat forward because it's not in the shade anymore. Okay, one more back bend here to open to your day. And you're going to take your arms out straight, bend your right knee, reach around, hold on to your right ankle or your right foot, whatever you can reach. Inhale, exhale, lift. Use your hand to press yourself up a little bit more. And then you're going to lower down. We'll do this on the other side. Just wiggle your hips.
Bend your left leg. Reach around, hold on to your foot or ankle, whatever you can hold on to best. Inhale. Exhale, pull your heel away from your buttocks. That'll lift your shoulders off the ground. You can give yourself a little extra lift with your hand. And then lower all the way down. Take your body in the shape of an X. So arms and legs wide. You're gonna reach your left leg long till it reaches off the ground and then cross it over your body till you come into a twist. And then come back to the center. And we're gonna do the other side. So this time you're gonna reach your right leg long until it reaches off the ground and then cross it over your body. And then come back to the center. And you're gonna roll over onto your back, or you could even stay on your belly, but it is morning, so it's a little bit more open to be on your back. Take the bolster, place it underneath your knees, and we'll rest back for Shavasana here. So as you rest back in Shavasana and receive your practice, integrate everything you've just done, just feel the life force energy pulsing through your body. And you can stay resting back here while I sit up and read you a poem to finish up today. This poem is called The Castle, and it's by Denise Levertov. It's actually called Psalm Concerning the Castle by Denise Levertov. Let me be at the place of the castle.
Let the castle be within me. Let it rise four square from the moat's ring. Let the moat's waters reflect green plumage of ducks. Let the shells of swimming turtles break the surface or be seen through the rippling depths. Let the horseman be stationed at the rim of it, and a dog, always alert on the brink of sleep. Let the space under the fiery story be dark. Let the water lap the stone posts and vivid green slime glimmer upon them. Let a boat be kept there. Let the caryatids of the second story be bears upheld on beams that are dragons. On the parapet of central room, let there be four anchors looking off to the four horizons. Within, let the prince be at home. Let him sit in deep thought, at peace. All the windows open. Let the young queen sit above in the cool air, her child in her arms. Let her look with joy at the great circle, the pilgrim shadows, the work of the sun, and the play of the wind. Let her walk to and fro. Let the columns uphold the roof. Let the stories uphold the columns. Let there be dark space below the lowest floor. Let the castle rise foursquare out of the moat. Let the moat be a ring and the water deep. Let the guardians guard it. Let there be wide lands around it. Let the country where it stands be within me. Let me be where it is. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees and slowly roll to your side. And then make your way up to seated so we can finish with our mudra and mantra series. So you'll turn your left palm up and your right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life create happiness and freedom for all. If you made it all the way to the end of this class, give yourself a thumbs up and put "I feel energized and ready to take on my day" in the comments. Thank you so much to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a gray bamboo hoodie with the flying heart symbol on it. And if you would like a gift from me, then go to melissawest.com/staycation and I will send you my 7-day ultimate guide to a wellness yoga retreat at home. Also, I would love for you to join us for our 28-day digital detox in July in our membership community. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. We're continually doing things to provide you with daily support for your yoga practice. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.